When you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member, life's an adventure with your long-distance amorcito. Because who doesn't love walking around the Big Apple con tu media naranja? Or finding the most romantic sunset overlooking the Pacific Ocean? And sneaking in besitos inolvidables in Venice? The Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card. If you travel, you know. Learn more at go.amex/you know.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah. Of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah. That happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Hi, everyone. I'm Joanna.
And I'm Jenny.
And this is Hyphenated, the podcast about living in the hyphen. Jenny, this is an episode that you have been wanting to do for quite some time, mostly because you have a lot of stories about objects, about parents keeping objects, about stuff that your grandparents have kept, you know, in search for keeping memories alive. And as our conversations have sort of continued about this, we've sort of realized that there's something kind of cultural about the stuff that you found your parents keeping. And mm-hmm. I've always found it really fascinating.
It's absolutely fascinating. Yeah, this is a topic that I've touched upon multiple times in my videos. And every time I bring it up, whether it's in a meme or a photo or, again, in a sketch, people go wild because so many – it's a mix. It's either people relate to it and they're like, oh, my God, same. My mom kept this, and that from, you know, when I was a kid. Soup's weird. And then there was the other half were people that were absolutely grossed out and appalled by some of the shit my mom would keep.
Because, like, okay – I know parents keep stuff around. Like, I personally come from a family. We moved every 2 years. My mom loves throwing away things. My mom has literally thrown away shoes I still use. My mom has thrown away, like, little letters I make for her because she's like, ay Dios, esto va a ser muy fastidio moverlo cuando nos mudemos. So my mom is someone, like, my home was always a place of, like, minimalism. Like,
also, I was about to say, she's a minimalist.
She's a minimalist, and this is actually, I dug deeper with my mom a little bit on this. My mom doesn't even like going through old photos because she doesn't like the feeling of nostalgia. So in my, and I don't either. Mm. So in my house, my mom likes to remove stuff that make her nostalgic. But having said that, one time I was going through her jewelry box and found my teeth. So.
Well. Wow. So, okay. So we just matched. If this was like Tinder, but like for people who want to have shared experiences in a Latino household.
This is like a bingo. This is the Venn diagram part of our relationship.
We just matched. Now, I'm going to one up you though, because I definitely don't think that your mother turned your baby teeth into jewelry.
That's going to be a absolutely not.
And made you wear them in school.
No. You did it. You wore your own teeth?
Yes.
You wore your own fucking... In what way? In a pendant? What do you wear? How do you... What was the teeth used in like a little... In like a sculpture of a face? And the teeth are teeth in the sculpture that you had around your neck? Or was it like... The teeth were like pearls?
Pearls, actually. My mom made dangly earrings out of my two front teeth.
Absolutely not.
Hanging... And she added another tiny tooth of mine to like this charm bracelet that I had.
So it was for you, not for her? Like she would make you wear your dead teeth?
Yes.
But why? Oh my God.
But apparently it's a thing. I don't know. Like now I do recall being the only person in my class, which by the way was full of other Cubans like me. But I was the only kid I recall who had baby teeth earrings. And I remember... The popular girls in school would look at me and be like, ew, you totally ate a kid's cuisine with those teeth and now they're hanging off of your ears.
Oh, I feel like this is your origin story for why you like spooky shit. You literally,
like you had teeth on you like a vampire, like a baby vampire, you know? It's a little macabre.
It brought good memories because not good memories, actually. It's like wearing my front teeth reminded me of how they even came out to begin with. They didn't come out on their own. I had to go to the dentist. She had to jab. This is one of those like old school vieja Cuban dentists that I don't even know how she got her license. Now that I think about it, I'm like, oh my God, why did my parents take me to her? And she was just not a good dentist. And she had to jab like needles in my gums just to get these teeth out. And I remember she had a cast on her leg. She hurt her leg somehow. I don't know fucking how. And my 9-year-old self kicked her in the leg from how painful it was. She was trying to pull the fucking front teeth. So then now I'm wearing them as a prize.
Well, I feel like your mom was probably like, we spent so much goddamn money on those teeth. Let's just make jewelry out of it. What else are we going to do? Throw it away? But I find it so interesting because there's something cultural about keeping items from people's bodies. Like in the 19th century, women like me and you, Jenny, me and your little friends, we're like, oh my God, love you, Jenny. I'm leaving to New York. I you know what I would give you? Like, you know what women would give each other as like, this is a token of how much I love you, is a piece of my hair. I would be like, Jenny, here's a little piece of hair tied up in a little trenza and you can look at it anytime you miss me. And my nanny, the nanny I had when I grew up, she had my hair in a little bag. She kept my hair, my little baby hair.
Yeah, hair is a big one. Hair is a big one. My mom still has my braid.
No. What do you mean your braid?
Listen, we're gonna learn a lot about my mom. When I was 8,
okay,
the deal was that I had to wait until my first communion to then cut my hair because she wanted me to have the long flowy hair for my first communion photos. And so she braided my hair. We went to the hairdresser. She cut the braid. It's still in a box somewhere with a bow.
This feels like the beginning of a, like, La Llorona equivalent story. Like, a mother would keep pieces of her child to build a child from scratch. And then that child would go seeking other children to take their teeth. Oh, my God. It's like a scary tooth fairy.
I mean, that is a common thing, though. The whole, like, especially in romantic situations back then. Like, oh, a lock of hair.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
A lock of hair. Well, human beings get attached to objects.
Yes.
Especially when those objects are attached to a person, right? Mm-hmm. Like we always see in movies, the soldier looking at the photo of his love waiting for him on Ellis Island or whatever the fuck. Or I don't know. They're probably not waiting in Ellis Island. I don't know why I said that. I panicked. I was like, where do boats arrive?
Are you
in that
thinking
time?
Of Titanic? Like when Rose shows up without Jack because he's in the middle of the sea somewhere.
Oh. Oh my God, don't make me emotional with that song. It fucks me up. But like human beings are always sort of tend to be attached to certain objects. We find I think it's actually a term called synesthesia. And like synesthesia is something I'm not a doctor.
It sounds like sinister. Oh my God.
I mean, bitch, have you heard what your mom has done? Sounds pretty sinister. But synesthesia is like someone linking things to like emotion or personifying an object as something more than an object, which I always felt really connected to. I had a little bunny that I thought was a sheep when I was 5 because I was stupid. I thought it's clearly a bunny. Jenny, it was like a stuffed bunny. And I was like, una oveja, it's a lamb. My mom was like, didn't have the heart to tell me anything otherwise. But my maternal grandfather would play with this little lamb thing with me. And I became hyper attached as a child. Like my attachment to this thing was I would not let it go for one moment. I was attached. And especially when my grandfather would leave after visiting, I would not let go of this thing. And that was my first like sort of foray into being attached to an object emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
I think now as an adult, I tend to have, and I think it's because of how much I moved. I'd move every 2 or 3 years, and we'd have to. My mom would throw away shit. Oh, my mom threw away my Pokemon cards. Okay, like my mom is someone that's just
big
like,
mistake.
Bye. Limpia ese closet. Chao, adiós. Kind of the opposite of the stereotype of a Latina mom who's like, ay, este suéter te lo pusiste a los 3 añitos y vomitaste.
Ew. Okay, but your mom is definitely one of a kind for that.
Yeah, no, she's very funny. Sometimes I go into my house and I'm like, where are my shirts? And she's like, ay, se veían feos, te los boté. I'm like, what? And she's like, it had stains on them. And I'm like, mom, you can't come in. My husband, literally, every time my mom's going to come over, he's like, do not let her touch my shit. If she throws one thing away, I am flipping a butt.
Okay. Flipping a butt.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I feel like you keep stuff. Like, I feel like you're the type of person that keeps emotional objects around.
Yeah, it's a problem. But I've actually been studying minimalism because I'm like, Jenny, you can't keep all these tchotchkes. Oh my God. This is something I've done recently.
Mm-hmm.
I have gone on Etsy and have repurchased items that used to belong in my grandparents' house from the 70s. Like 70s vintage items.
Uh-huh.
They weren't actually in my grandparents' house, but it's the same exact item.
It's like the like yadros and stuff?
Well, not yadros. Like, I basically have them, most of it, in my prop closet because I'm like, okay, I'll just use this for my set design stuff. But this is exactly what my grandma had in her house, the same exact thing. So I'll be scrolling through Etsy, looking through vintage like antiques and tchotchkes, and I'll come across something that my grandparents had. And I'm like, I need to have this. I need to have this mm-hmm. for nostalgia's sake. And but I don't have it displayed in my own home. It's just something I use now on my sets. So that is how much I love nostalgia. But I also am aware of how cluttery it can get. And I don't want to be that person. But I will say, like, look, I don't have kids. I don't plan to have kids. But my dog, Delilah, I recently...
Oh, did you do?
Saved.
Did you make earrings for Delilah based off her teeth that are rotting off?
No. I saved some of her pelitos.
And what do you do with the hair?
I just have it. I just have it. I just saved. Oh my God.
You are your mom, bro.
I have a cluster. As I pet her right now, I have a cluster of her pelitos.
Oh my God.
To remember her by. But it's like, yeah, it's like my brain works so weird with that stuff because, for instance, and this is like sad, but here we go. When my grandparents both died, they died 5 days apart and their house still had the Christmas lights up. And this was, they passed away right about now, actually. We're about to hit the anniversary. My grandma died May 31st. My grandfather died June 5th. And I remember having to take the Christmas lights down and, I wanted to keep, there's like this little arbolito, like this little like Christmas tree shaped light fixture. And I took it with me to Los Angeles, but then I was super sad when the lights didn't work. Like I plugged it in, it didn't work. So I'm like, well, crap, I can't just keep this around. So I took a couple of the little light bulbs out.
Mm-hmm.
And I still have them.
Oh my God, really?
Mm-hmm.
So you keep stuff as mementos, as like, sort of like artifacts from a particular moment in time, like something that encapsulates time and something more than just in your head. It's you can touch it. This thing I can touch.
Yeah.
Is represents a moment in time or a person or.
Oh, I do that with everything.
But it's basically a memory.
Yeah.
And like, as we grow up, I find this happening to me, it's harder and harder for me to access memory, access things that like I've enjoyed or I've loved in the past. And as human beings, we always try to find connective tissue between who we are now and what happened to us in the past. And like objects are a huge way and smells. But I think for like your mom, the object was just so also, I'm sure, isn't just about you being a kid, but like her being a young mom, because we transpose our own experience to the object. Like I still have my grandpa's little bunny that isn't a bunny. It's a lamb. And it reminds me of the time, but it reminds me of me in that time. It's almost like my brain goes like, 33-year-old Joanna, oh, you know, you were 6 years old and you were afraid of the dark. Like my brain almost time travels, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's time traveling for your brain.
Time traveling for your brain. Although it is said that smell is the sense that is most linked to memory.
Yeah.
So like when I go into some houses that remind me of like how my grandma's house smelled or remind me, or when I go to Cali, Colombia, and mm-hmm. at nighttime it smells like Caracas, without me trying, my brain goes, it's almost like I time traveled to the last time I smelled it. Pretty remarkably. And I don't know about you, I am someone who gets sad in nostalgia. I don't enjoy nostalgia. It's one of the reasons why I barely open my high school yearbook, unless I'm like with a bunch of people that I went to high school with. These objects that take me back in time make me realize that time is done, and mm-hmm. that makes me sad. But I think the reason a lot of people do what you do and what your mom does and is because it keeps that memory alive. It doesn't have it like necessarily be part of a past. It helps you relive it wherever you are.
Yeah, I mean, a really interesting observation is that the people who end up keeping these like mementos and these items give these items a lot more meaning than, say, the owner of the item, right? Like the original owner. Like my grandparents would not have cared about those Christmas lights. They would have thrown them out. Like I didn't give a shit about my baby teeth. Like, mm-hmm. for me, I just cared about the tooth fairy dropping some sweet cash under my pillow. I was like, buy teeth. Like, fuck you. Thanks for helping me eat food for a couple years. I don't know. But to my mom, those teeth, my braid, and I'm going to go there now. Get ready. My umbilical cord stump.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Do not tell me she had your umbilical cord stump.
She does.
Oh, my God. I mean, I don't even know what to say other than that's like human taffy. Why would she? That's not even cute to look at. It's not even like, oh, hair and teeth. It's like, oh, my God. The umbilical cord stump just looks like something you need to throw away immediately.
Well, it's somewhere in her house. Oh, my God. In a little jewelry box from JCPenney or something. I don't fucking know. Oh, my God, que Dios te bendiga, mija. But yeah, they hold on to these things and they add value to it that, you know, it's like one man's trash is another man's treasure.
Yeah.
Kind of thing, you know, and like it's kind of like me and my husband. He doesn't keep shit. I'm the one that collects all our cards, every note he's left me, a piece of cardboard where he wrote a cute note, dry flower petals.
Stop.
I have all of that. I have all of that regarding me and my husband's now 15-year relationship.
Oh, my God.
So you can only imagine how much I've kept clothing that I would never wear today, but I wore it around the time that I met him. And, I mean, for him, it just doesn't matter. But that's also, like, how you're raised, I think, because his mom didn't really keep a lot of stuff either. Like, she just has, like, a photo album, and that's it. Like, his mom didn't mm-hmm. keep a bunch of stuff, whereas my mom was, like, as you can obviously see, the exact opposite and would keep absolutely everything. So I think I took that from her, because even, again, like when my grandparents passed, the one item that I do remember taking with me and framing it were these three light switch plates that had been there from the 60s. And they were very funky. There was like a, I don't know how to explain it, but there were lemons and like it was like this whole lemon theme, lemon lime theme design, very 60s. Mm-hmm. And I took, that was like the first thing I remember. I'm like, I need to take these plates. And then I took a piece of one of my abuela's batas de casas, used it as the background of the framing, and then glued the three switch plates on the frame. And it's like in a box frame. I took a piece of tile from their house because they had a very specific type of tiling. I took a tile from the house. Me and my sister each have a piece of that tile. So we use it in our kitchen decor. Right now I'm staring and I have two of my grandma's necklaces hanging from a frame. I wear some of her jewelry for my actual abuela character.
Oh my God. You really do. I'm trying to think of the oldest thing I have in my apartment, and it's just a candle I haven't been able to like murder. It's been like 5 years I've been lighting this candle and it just doesn't die, and I've just been moving it around. Everything else is kind of new. I don't really schlep things.
Mm-hmm.
If you have kids or pets, you know stains and odors in your carpet and upholstery are inevitable. But the experts at ChemDry can help. ChemDry removes odors and stubborn stains by sending millions of carbonating bubbles deep within your carpet. ChemDry lifts dirt, urine, and stains to the surface to then be extracted away, giving you a cleaner and healthier home. Call 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com to connect with your local ChemDry and learn about special offers in your area. That's 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com today.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah. Of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well.
Ooh, yeah. That happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
It's interesting, though, because, and this is not me calling you a hoarder, Jenny.
Oh, I'm no, just you
making,
can.
I'm just making a transition, but it kind of goes with what you're saying, but hoarders, they're not collecting diamonds and, you know, expensive artwork. They're not collecting stuff that will be super valuable if you sell it on eBay. They're collecting items that tend to be worthless in the view of someone else. But what a lot of psychologists explain is that these objects are pieces of that person. So throwing away that object is like throwing away a piece of that person. Yeah. So hoarders might have an unhealthy relationship with objects, to the point of objects, sort of too many objects, too many things they feel are a part of them. But what you're describing is like a normal version of that, which is these objects are a part of you. They're a part of your history. They're a part of the people that you've loved, and you like having those objects around.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, I mean, I personally try not to go overboard with it, believe it or not. I'm like, okay, like this looks nice here, and like, you know, I don't have everything on display, you know. And that's something that I've been working towards. Like, one of my next big projects is going to be properly organizing. I have a giant box in my garage and it's just full of mementos, so I need to figure out how to best organize that. And be realistic about it, because I'm gonna be real, I never looked through that box.
Mm-hmm.
I do like the stuff that I have on display currently, like my grandma's necklace that I can see and the tile. But yeah, it's very interesting.
So I've never been a parent, obviously, but you are basically your dogs. You're Delilah's mom. And it doesn't surprise me that you keep her little hair and her little stuff around, because the people that are most likely to keep pieces of or items of other people are parents. And it's because parents have this very emotional attachment to every step of their child's development. And since, quote, kids grow so fast, a lot of moms and dads are like sort of trying desperately to hold on to every single moment. So parents like your mom, and honestly, like my mom throws away everything, but my mom has one box that has like a few of my things of my childhood that she will never throw away. It's the one fucking box that she is unwilling to throw away. And it is stuff from my childhood. And there's something like, there's like, as you said, mothers keeping their umbilical cords, hair, nail clippings, like this obsession with keeping the memory of something that changes so quickly intact. So you are like, you're a dog mom, you know, you're yeah. keeping Delilah's hair is you being a dog mom. A lot of parents do the same thing.
Oh yeah. And now that I think about it, it's similar, I guess, to the baby teeth thing, but there's things you can do with your dog's ashes when they pass so that you can turn them into jewelry. There's like a lot of stuff that I've actually looked into. So
there we go. Full circle. Jenny with her little milk teeth earrings, and then full circle Jenny with dog ashes earrings a few years later.
Yeah. Like, I'm just like, and I would never throw away her stuff. I know that the day that she passes, I'm going to make like a little box with all her little things. I just can't. And my mom is the same way with her dog that passed away some years ago. She has his collar and, you know, like little things like that. I mean, she didn't keep every single thing, but I think like important things like that, you know. So yeah, I'm very, very much like my mom. Like, would I keep my kid's umbilical cord stump? Probably not. But
I don't know, man. I feel like you would. I think you would say you wouldn't, and you would keep it in a little glass box.
That's disgusting. That's too gross. Some people keep their appendixes, okay?
Absolutely not.
I'm like, no, you throw that shit away.
Why are we this way?
I don't know. And wisdom teeth, people keep those, you know? I'm like, I'm not going to keep any vestigial organ in my fucking house. I'm also not a serial killer or a mad scientist in a lab with like jars of things.
At least you're not eating it. Some people eat it.
Well, yeah. I'm sure Gwyneth Paltrow is one of them.
Oh my God, Gwyneth Paltrow has made a soap out of like her child's foreskin. Yeah,
her vagina goo.
Ew, dude. Oh my God. Well, her company is called Goop. So.
Goop? I'm sorry. Yeah. Her fascination with like vaginal fate. I don't know what she does to her vagina. She steams her vagina.
She does which a lot of stuff to it.
Which you're not supposed to do, but yeah.
Her vagina has a Netflix show. Her vagina has a Netflix show. So her vagina is doing better than us.
It's hard not to think of like vaginal fluids when I hear her company Goop. But anyway.
Love this for us.
It's like GAC, but for adult women.
Yeah. Love it. Mm. Love it. But, you know, think about how like beyond body weird stuff and objects that, you know, are kind of gross. When I got married, like a big part of it was swapping rings, was my husband putting a ring on me and me putting a ring on him. And that's an object. It's an object that represents something. And this happens with a bunch of animals. Like, this isn't just human beings, but the use of an object to represent something greater is something so inherent about like relationships and communication. Like, you know, a monkey bringing whatever twig to, I'm making this up, I'm not a fucking biologist, to her lover. There's like fishes that give pebbles to each other. They're like little fishes that are like, me, 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 here's a pebble. And the girl fish is like, all right, let's fuck. Like, you know, so objects do hold and carry abstract meaning. Perhaps the object itself doesn't really mean much, but what we add to it, it creates meaning. And I think that's how value functions with everything. NFTs, you know, what the hell is an NFT? It's an abstract concept. It's an abstract gorilla on my screen. People are paying hundreds of thousands of dollars for it. The island of Manhattan was bought for 7 glass beads because those people looked at the glass beads and said, this is beautiful. This is something we haven't seen before. So it's not that weird that we add and create and place so much value on items that seem to be so absolutely worthless because of our emotions and our attachment to it.
Yeah.
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 Literally, though. Like, literally. Yeah, literally. Like, literally, bro. Like, literally. I wanna try to imitate Jenny.
I cannot now. You have already.
No, bro. Like,
bro.
It's crazy because in Los Angeles, it's not like Miami because, like, there's a lot of things to do. And, bro, It's just crazy, man. Like, it's... That's my imitation.
Okay. So, you know, we're very curious. We want to know from you, our listeners. This is me imitating Joanna now.
Is that me? Are you fucking serious? No, I talk like a Long Island grandmother that sells pyramid scheme creams out of her truck. That's what you sound like.
No, I'm kidding. I'm really bad at imitating anybody, which is why I'll never be on SNL. But anyway, that'll be my audition, actually. I'll be like, I'm here to imitate my friend Joanna Hausman. They're like, what?
It's like, literally have no idea who she is.
She's the only person. Anyway, yeah, so we would love to hear from you guys, our audience, our listeners. What is the weirdest thing that you have kept for nostalgia's sake, for memory's sake? Or what is the weirdest thing that your mom or your dad or grandma, whatever, kept from your childhood?
Tell us either on our Instagram posts or tell us via email at hyphenated@pitaya.fm. hyphenated@pitaya.fm.
Well, I'm going to go clip my dog's toenails and...
You're going to make a bracelet?
Make macaroni art out of it.
Oh my God, I love it. On a canvas. I love it. And you know what? I respect you for it. I'm going to go throw up.
Hey, Mom, if you're listening, I'm going to give you Joanna's number so you can send her a photo of my umbilical cord stumped.
Or don't, you know, or don't.
If you have kids or pets, you know stains and odors in your carpet and upholstery are inevitable. But the experts at ChemDry can help. ChemDry removes odors and stubborn stains by sending millions of carbonating bubbles deep within your carpet. ChemDry lifts dirt, urine, and stains to the surface to then be extracted away, giving you a cleaner and healthier home. Call 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com to connect with your local ChemDry and learn about special offers in your area. That's 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com today.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
I need the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.